الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أسك الله تبارك وتعالى to accept our meeting and guide us for knowledge from Al-Quran العظيم and Sunnah رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أسك الله تبارك وتعالى to make all of us among those who listen and obey. أسك الله تبارك وتعالى to granting all of us الجنة and to granting us in knowledge and to increase all our knowledge إن شاء الله تعالى from Al-Quran العظيم and Sunnah رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Yesterday, actually in 2 minutes, quick, we spoke about rabbis who came to the Prophet ﷺ in Medina to examine him. You know, they don't want to believe, but to examine him or to, he believed that to embarrass the Prophet ﷺ for question, he may not answer it. That's a problem for the Yahud, because they thought that exactly they are the favorite children of Allah and they are the most knowledgeable among the believers. So he came yesterday to ask the Prophet ﷺ certain questions. He's a rabbi, knowledgeable, scholar from the children of Israel, Medina. And the first question, actually, we went through yesterday when he asked him about, give us the 5 signs of Nubuwa, the Prophet. What prove for us that you are a prophet? What is the sign you can give it to us that to prove that you are a prophet? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first question we studied yesterday in detail, inshallah ta'ala, Brother Kiba, he has the detail also, Brother Yunus recorded it. The first question, exactly, they ask him about alamatul nubuwa. What is the sign of the prophethood? The first answer the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered yesterday, qala, تَنَامُ عَيْنَهُ وَلَا يَنَامُ قَلْبَهُ. His eyes will be sleeping, but his heart never sleep. We studied this yesterday, Sheikh Hassan, together yesterday. As we continue the hadith, the rest of the questions, and how is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa inshallah ta'ala answer him bi-iznillah ta'ala. That's called the manaqib al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, virtue and the merits of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Second question we're going to go through, inshallah ta'ala. Brother Yunus is going to ask, inshallah ta'ala, can you read this part, the first paragraph, and then until we reach the second question, inshallah ta'ala.
Wait.
Yes, go ahead.
Tawban the fit slave of the Messenger of Allah say. You need to start all of from the beginning.
Yeah, you could start from I tell you what. Inshallah ta'ala, you can start from the beginning. Yes, go ahead.
While I was standing beside the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
That is Thawban.
Thawban
radiallahu anhu is from Damascus, from Syria. One of the great Sahabi, he came to Medina and he converted to Islam. Fadda.
While I was standing beside the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the rabbis of the Jews came and said, peace be upon you, O Muhammad. I pushed him back with a push that he was going to fall. Upon this he said, why do you push me? I said, why don't you say it, O Messenger of Allah? The Jew said, we call him by the name by which he was named by his family. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, my name is Muhammad, with which I was named by my family. The Jew said, I have come to ask you something. The Messenger of Allah said, should that thing be of any benefit to you if I tell you that? He, the Jew, said, I will lend my ears to it.
Look at this. Exactly. I will concentrate. Just to say, he doesn't want to believe that he's a messenger. But anyway, and he called him Muhammad. You understand, Muhammad without any title or anything. But anyway, the Prophet, he answered him humbly. He said, my name is Muhammad. He did not tell him even Rasulullah. Because if he tell him Rasulullah, he's not going to believe that he's Rasulullah. So he offered himself, exactly introduced himself, Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew a line with the help of the stick that he had with him and then said, ask whatever you like.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was holding a stick in his hand. And in the front of him is a sand. And he drew a line. He drew a line in the sand, and that is actually the thinker. If you exactly concentrate with the thinker,
That is the way how the thinker too actually, yes, he want to concentrate to his question and to answer. That's the Prophet ﷺ.
Then the Jews said, where would the human beings be on the day when the earth would change into another earth and the heavens too would change into other heavens? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, they would be in darkness beside the bridge.
Hold it. Where the people, he asked the question, where the people that day, when the land, the earth will be replaced with another earth, and the heavens will be replaced with another heaven. Subhanallah, all this huge land will be replaced, yes, in the day of the judgment. Everything between the two fingers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the fingers of Allah, Sheikh Muhammad, is not like our fingers. Nothing similar to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But Allah proved that he has, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, قلوب العباد, the heart of the people, between إصبعي من أصابع الرحمن, between exactly the two fingers of الرحمن, the most gracious. يقلبهما كيف ما شاء. Allah turn it as he will. To either to make you a believer or to make you a disbeliever. It's between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the hearts. Even the heaven and earth. It's like exactly for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like a mosquitoes. Subhanallah. So that day, the day of the judgment, يوم القيامة, يا شيخ لطف الله, يرحمك الله, the earth will be replaced to another earth. He's specialist to love to sleep in my class, inshallah ta'ala. And the heaven will be replaced to a new heaven. Subhanallah. Go ahead. This is actually to show you where does that come from. Allah answered from the Quran. Surah Ibrahim, surah number 14, ayah number 48, Ash Hasan. Ayah number 48. قال تعالى في كتابك يوم تبدل الأرض غير الأرض والسماوات وبرزوا لله الواحد القهار. That's exactly Surah Ibrahim. It will be on the day the earth will be replaced by another earth, and the heavens as well. All creatures will come out before the one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the prevailing, subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-qahar, Allah azza wa jal. So Allah, he mentioned that in the Quran. So we know, Sheikh Muhammad, in the day of the judgment, you're not going to find the same earth. You're not going to find the same heavens. He will be replaced, both of them. Where is that? Allah will replace it, ardun naqiyya, a pure land. No sins, no one commit any sins in this land. A pure land. Totally a new land. It is called the land of the judgment. Everyone will be resurrected from the grave, will go to this land. To stand up where we have. Are you going, Ya Sheikh, Ya Sheikh Lutfillah, to have jeans and your suits, which you're going to have it naked? All of us will be resurrected from our grave totally naked. And Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha, she asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulallah, all of us will be naked and we will look to one another. Qala ya Aisha, al-amru akbaru min dhalik. The matter will be more than what you think, Ya Aisha. لِكُلِّ مْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِينَ. Everyone has like sharp, exactly looking to Ar-Rahman, what Allah he gonna do for me? The angels, the prophet, all of them tremble it. The prophets tremble it. What about us? Ask Allah to save all of us, Ya Rabbi Al-Alamin. You don't have any time actually to find the woman next to you, exactly she has clothes or not clothes. Everybody has his own exactly problem. He fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, his Sheikh Mustafa, he gonna stand up in the day of the judgment with his turban and jilbab like this? La, Sheikh Mustafa, wallah, he will be naked. Wallah, he will be naked, Sheikh Mustafa. And you exactly private part, you have private part, everybody. So anyway, inshallah ta'ala, will be replaced to a pure land. Nobody commit any sins in this land, inshallah ta'ala. So what happened? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the man, he told them, where they been? Where that time, where the people will be? قَالَهُمْ فِي الظُّلْمَةِ. دون الجسر. They would be in the darkness beside the bridge. We need to stop in this too. We need to understand what's going on. They would be in the darkness beside the bridge. You know all these ads. There is a Sirat. A Sirat. Sirat is very dark. You don't have any lights in the Sirat at all. No light at all. No electricity, no sun, no moon. There is no sun that day. There is no moon that day. Nothing at all. As-Sirat, as the Prophet ﷺ described it. It is thin like the hair. It will be wide for the believer and will be very narrow for the disbelievers. And remember, As-Sirat, it's exactly between the Jannah and the Hellfire. وَلِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. Everybody should pass. قال تعالى في كتاب الكريم سورة ماريا وإن منكم إلا واردها كان على ربك حتما مقضية. Every one of you will pass it. Even the people who got to enter the Jannah. Yes, يا شيخ يوسف, before you enter the Jannah, Allah will show you the hellfire. So after you pass, Alhamdulillah, who saved me? Saved me from the hellfire. Even when the people pass from this surat, their skin will be exactly bubbled. You know the fish, when you bake it in the fire, fish, what you gonna have the skin of the fish, what you gonna hear, pak, 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 pak. The skin of the human will be like this. وَلِعَوْزُ بِاللَّهِ. And between exactly the surat, in both sides, will be وَلِعَوْزُ بِاللَّهِ جَهَنَّمْ. It has looks like a blayer. Came from inside Jahannam, snatching the people from As-Sirat, taking the people from As-Sirat to the hellfire, al-a'uzu billah, except those who believe and the basid. So all of us will be darkness. How I make my Sirat, ya Sheikh Muhammad, light, nur, the Quran. As much as you read the Quran will light up your Sirat in the day of the judgment. So you see the Sirat. Other way, no Quran, no salah, no dhikr, nothing, everything will be dark. So when you have a sirat dark, you may fail it in the hellfire, but your iman, your amal salih will guide you and to inshallah ta'ala. The people of the da'wah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the light for them, light it for them, inshallah. The people who pray the fajr, the people who pray the salah on time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the sirat light. Let me see the second question.
Either do again say, who amongst people would be the first to cross this bridge? He said, they would be the poor amongst the refugees.
Hold it. Second question, the rabbi, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man awwalu nasu ijaza. Ijaza, it's mean bas. That's why some people of the recite the Quran all the time, he said, I have ijaza. When you ask the people of the Quran, I have ijaza. What's mean ijaza? Ijaza, that mean he bas. He bas and he memorize the Quran. Alhamdulillah. So the Prophet, he described the same thing. And the Yahudi asked him, who is the first who amongst the people who would be first to cross the bridge? That's a good news also, we need to know. Who is the first people who will cross the bridge? The Prophet answered the Yahudi, Al-Muhajiruna, Fuqara, Al-Muhajiruna, the poor of the Muhajirun, those who migrated from the Mecca to Medina. Why, Sheikh Hassan? Why? Why the Prophet had chosen these people? Why? Because they sacrifice. They lifted their houses for Allah. They lifted their family members for Allah. They lifted their children. They lifted their tijara. Could you imagine somebody has a company and he leaves his company and leave? If we are here, Yusuf here, and you have company, and he told you everybody, are you going to leave your company? But they left the company for who? They don't actually go to Medina to have enjoyed or to exactly a vacation. La. Behind this actually immigration to from Mecca to Medina, there is a hard work to raise the flag of Islam, to spread the Islam all over under the jihad. That is actually what they did. They sacrificed. So The Prophet ﷺ, he said, who the first one will actually enter the brotherhood? Who's the first one? The Prophet ﷺ. With him will be the fuqara, the poor, not only from Muhajirun, the poor from the Ummah, those who sacrifice, those who were patient, and they enter the paradise with the Prophet ﷺ. Why? It's fair. I eat whatever I like. The poor, they don't have food. I can go to the doctor and I buy medicine. They don't have medicine, they don't have doctors. So if they became patient, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused them to be a poor, they will be with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the poor of the ummah. And also actually said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, exactly said, the first one will receive his book by the right hand is who, Sheikh Muhammad, before he leave. Who's the first one? He will receive the book by the right hand. Umar ibn al-Khattab. Umar radiallahu anhu arda. Then the Sahaba, they said, Ya Rasulullah, where is Abu Bakr? He said, you want Abu Bakr to stand in the landing of the judgment, waiting Abu Bakr to come out from his grave, flying over the Sarat to the Jannah. No judgment. SubhanAllah. And also the Shaheed, inshaAllah ta'ala. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cleared it for the Jew and for all of us, that as the first people will enter the paradise, the poor of Al-Muhajirun, and similar to them in this life, inshaAllah ta'ala. Third question.
The Jews say, what would constitute their breakfast when they will enter paradise? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, a cow of the fish liver.
Allahu Akbar. Hold a second. The Prophet, they ask exactly, so what is kind of food in the day of the judgment?
Breakfast.
What would be constitute their breakfast? They have breakfast, yes. They have lunch, yes. They're going to eat the lunch at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, as you. As you, Adam, what time they're going to eat the lunch?
There's no time.
The food is available. Call it inclusive. Like we go to the hotel, exactly the food is available for you 24-7.
All inclusive.
Any time you want. You don't have to work. You don't have to go and hardship to get your food. Nothing. You sit down in you exactly in Arika. Arika like some bench. Very comfortable. Allah made it. And come for him there, I need to eat baked meat. The baked meat will come to you in your place, baked from Al-Jannah. And the food what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is totally different than what we ate. So you come for me, because I need to eat the grape. The tree of the grape itself will go and bend it in the front of you. So you're taking the fruits from it and eat it. And when you take any single fruit right away, immediately another piece of grape will growing. لا مقطوعة ولا ممنوعة. It's never been cut off and never been prevented from anyone. Anytime you take one, another one will replace it right away. And actually this is what's happening in the dunya. The Prophet ﷺ was in the minbar, and actually they saw him, the Sahaba, while he's making ruku', a step forward, a couple of steps. Then suddenly he came back. After the salah, they asked the Prophet ﷺ, Ya Rasulullah, we saw you in your salah, and we need to do like you. You step forward a couple of steps, and then you step back. What's happened? He said, while I am praying, there is a bunch of grape falling down in the front of me. So I step forward to take it for you to eat it. Then the angel told me, it's not for your ummah, Ya Muhammad, now. It is not, they cannot eat it, because one single grape from Al-Jannah could feed the people in the earth. One single grape. So it said, your ummah cannot digest it yet. He cannot actually eat it yet. You will be different form in the day of the judgment. You will be exactly different form. So anything you wanted will be available. So what is the breakfast for Al Jannah will be what?
The call of fish.
What is the
call of the fish?
The what constitute their breakfast?
Yeah.
Exactly. So what is that? It is actually the tafsir al Quran, al Tabari and the other, he said it to Tarfatul Fakiha. when you go, actually go and they welcome you, Sheikh Nassar, welcome you, they give you something light, exactly something. They welcome you for something of the fruits, inshaAllah ta'ala. But the hadith mentioned, ziyadat kabid al-hut, al-noon, taraf al-kabid wa huwa atyabuha. You know in the top of the liver, in the top of the liver, they call it the liver lobe. That is the food of the breakfast of Ahl Jannah. Of what? Liver of the noon. Why the noon? You know, remember Allah called Sayyidina Yunus, what Sheikh Nassar? Wadan noon. Sahib al-hut. The man of the will. The man of the will. So it will be from the will, from the fish, will be the top loop of the liver. That is you exactly. Don't think, okay, then in this life, if you eat the raw liver, will be better. It's totally different, ya akhi, inshallah. But prepare it for those who enter the Jannah as a breakfast, inshallah, before you leave. Exactly. Next one.
If the Jews said, what would be the food after this? If the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a bullock which was fed in the different quarters of paradise would be slaughtered for them.
Ah. What after that? What we got? What the Yahudi asked the rabbi, asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what then? After that, he talked about actually the food after that. The meal. Breakfast is totally different. But what is their meal? Or exactly like lunch or something like this after that. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he cleared it for them. There is thawr, a kind of animal, eating from atraful jannah, from all over the jannah. This one, this animal will be slaughtered in the Jannah. And when they will be slaughtered from the Jannah, so it will be actually a food for the people in the Jannah. Only one, yes, will feed everyone in the Jannah. How many people will be in the Jannah, Shaykh, inshaAllah ta'ala? How many people in the Jannah? يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, to end my class today, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, while he was with the Sahaba in Medina, in his masjid, Qala 70,000 men, listen for this and don't sleep. This is good news for you. He's in different wallet. Okay. Say, Qala 70,000 min ummati yadkhuluna al-jannah bighayri hisab. 70,000 people from my Muslim ummah, will enter the paradise without any judgment, without any account. Then one of the Sahabi, his name is Ukasha ibn Muhsin. Ukasha ibn Muhsin. Qala ya Rasulullah, pray for me to be one of them. You said you are one of them. There another one, he said, me, ya Rasulullah. He said, a'inna ala naftika bi kasrat sujood. Help me to extra sujood. Make Allah of mafila. So he gave it to Ukasha, but the second one, Allah informed him that he needs some work. Then one of the Sahabi before he leave, ya Rasulullah, only 70,000 of the ummah. The Prophet Ismail sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes, a'tani Allah increased it for me. And for he gave for every one of the 70,000, he gave him another 70,000. We need a Sheikh Nassar, you are exactly in finance, exactly you need accounting. With every one of the 70,000, another 70,000, they enter the Jannah without what? Without. Another one, he said, we ask your Lord to increase. Umar ibn al-Khattab, he came, he ran, and he put his hand over the mouth of the second one. He told them, don't bother the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, take your hand off, ya Umar. If the Jannah will be up to your decision, nobody will enter the paradise. Subhanallah, subhanak alhamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. We continue the hadith tomorrow, inshaAllah. Allahu Akbar. Sheikh Nassar, I give you good news, inshaAllah ta'ala, we are allowed to make the azan in the street in all over New York. That's by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Barakallahu fiqh, inshaAllah. Alhamdulillah, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Amen.